All right, interviewing talent. Building the filter so you only deal with the 20% of the people. You don't need to talk to everybody. You want to eliminate 80% of the dead weight when they contact you initially. So just shock them up front. You got to be here at 6:15 at night. Okay, fine. You're not interested. Let's move on. Whatever that filter is for you. This is cool. So just create a video, post it on YouTube with an invitation-only link. So don't make it public, but make it private. Send them a link, and, well, let me ask you a question. If I wanted to learn more about your company, I read it on a Craigslist ad, and there was a, and I stopped there. Or I read a Craigslist ad, and there's a link to a video that was just created just for me. Would you watch the video? And when you watch the video, can you tell that, well, let me ask you this. Do I have a passion about doing operations? Do you think I have a little passion? Can I communicate that in words? I can communicate like this. One thing I do for entrepreneurs, I help them increase their profitability and keep more money in their bank account. And what I'm looking for is people that want to wake up and serve others, and entrepreneurs in a high environment, a high energy environment, has a positive attitude and really serve others. Is that going to maybe motivate them to take a next step? And the ones who are negative, whiners, complainers, and bitching and moaning are going to be like, this guy's on drugs, I ain't working for him. Good. I didn't want to talk to you anyway. Got it? So the idea there is just a quick, I mean, we've all done video in our business, right? Why don't we use video to recruit people? That's the idea here. All right, that's that. Only spend time with the 20% who are worthy of your time. If a position pays a, that's a great question, similar to what you were building on. Hypothetically, if a position pays a flat dollar rate, or a position that pays Y, so X or Y, but offers a bonus, development, and MBA-type education, which would you choose? So you could say something like this. You had a choice. You could take a job for a flat $40,000 a year, or a position that pays $30,000 a year, but offers bonus, development, and MBA-type education, which would you choose? I'll take the $40,000. Thank you very much. We'll let you know.
Next. Keep your resume on file.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to get to that one, too. I'll give you an easy way where you don't have to talk to anybody ever again when they're a dingbat. It'll be very, very effective for you. Okay, so do you see where I'm going with that one? I want someone who picks the $30,000 and then actually self-funds themselves to the point where I have to cut them a freaking check for $70,000 at the end of the year. See, most people outside this room would think, what? You're going to pay someone $70,000 in bonus? Yeah, because I made $350,000 from them. I'll give them $100,000. As a matter of fact, I still keep $250,000, whatever the number is. Exactly right. All right, quick breather here. How are we doing? Because I feel like I'm moving fast. I'm having a drink of Mountain Dew, so are we okay? All right,
good.
All right, here we go. Track replies. When answering calls, create a qualification questionnaire. You don't answer the phone yourself. Have 3 to 5 questions designed to verify requirements and to see if they're a problem solver. Tell me about the last time something didn't go well at home or at the office. Well, blah, blah, blah. How'd you handle that? Well, didn't really handle it all. I just ignored it. You know what? I got another call coming in, so I'll talk to you later. Boom. Right? So filter questions. How am I filtering these people down to, look, here's what I want. Here's the perfect employee for me. This is not in the book. I just thought of this. You want the perfect employee? James teaches us how to find the perfect client, right? There's a bunch of stuff that goes with that, right? A perfect client is one who can pay your fee. Is there any others? I forget. Oh, okay. So it sounds like a simple thing. Perfect employee, right? Problem solver. Personality.
Works with passion.
Prevention.
Prevent stuff from coming to my desk. Right, let me write that down. I'm going to share that next time I put the course together. All right, so first P is passion. Is that what we said?
Yep, passion.
The second was prevent stuff.
Personality.
From getting to my desk. And personality?
Problem solver.
Yeah, problem solver.
Protects my time.
All right, let's keep going. Thanks, guys, for brainstorming. Is it okay if I tap your brain a little bit on my course?
Yeah.
All right, so I got passion. I have prevent stuff to getting to my desk. I have problem solver. What was the other one?
Protects my time.
And personality. There's the 5 P's. That's awesome. Personality.
Profit.
Oh. You guys aren't even drinking Mountain Dew and you're all fired up.
What about personally self-funding?
I got it. Hey, I'm writing it down. And that's the other thing. Let me just share this little tip with you. Give you another tip here. Whenever you're doing something like that with brainstorming, you'll have people, probably not in your organizations, but they'll be like, personally self-funding, I'll never work with you. And what did that just do? Just derailed the whole brainstorming session we just did. You guys came up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You came up with 7 P's in, I don't know, 25 seconds, right? So if you've got people that like to jump in and derail your brainstorming, like you need to start putting them on a performance plan. Because that's like, why are you doing that? Can we just stick to what we were trying to do, which was come up with, how many did I ask for?
3.
And how many did we come up with?
7.
You see the power of that? Just that simple exercise right there, not even planned, but hey. Passion, prevents stuff from getting to my desk. Problem solver, protects my time. Personality, profit-oriented, and personally self-funding. Yeah, baby. All right, moving on.
You just said something really great off the top that you don't even know you said.
All right, what'd I say? Tell me.
You said performance plan.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, so like my brain, all of a sudden you said performance plan, it's like, oh my God, I actually can have a plan that says these are the things you're going to need to know the first 30 days you're in our business.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things you're going to need to know the 60 days of our business.
Oh, I love
these are the things you're going to need to know in 90 days of our business,
right.
And if you don't know them, you're not in our business.
Right, and we're going to check you at each point, right? We're going to check you at each point. Anybody played sports here in the past? Okay. Like high school, even probably at middle school level and even up. I mean, do they make you run sprints and time you? And at the beginning of the season, like if you're in track, I'm kind of making this up as I go, but if you're in track and you run a 4.5, or let's say a 5.5, right? Whatever that is, the 40 meter or... All right, 40 yard. So I could do it 5.5. That was beginning of the season. But at the end of the season, maybe I'm doing it in 4.5. Would that be good? That would be really good, right? But if I didn't make the 5.5 and that was the goal to make the team, would I have been on the team if I didn't do a 4.5? No. How's it any different to what we're doing? Well, you can either make the mark or you can't make the mark. I mean, you're a great person and everything, but these are the performance expectations we have of you. Let's move on. If a good experience, set up the next step. If not, to get off the hook, this is the one. You ask them to fax their resume, and after you review it, if the company is interested, you will contact them. You no longer have to make 90 contacts back to say no thank you. Does everyone understand that?
Mm-hmm.
So you're setting it up front to basically say that if the company is interested, we'll contact you. If we're interested, we'll contact you, not we'll let you know. No. We're not going to let you know. We're going to contact you if we're interested. You want to pipe in real quick?
I just wanted to ask a question. So this filter, telephone, fax, if you're not willing to call me and fax me, because what we'll hear, I've heard in the past, can't I just email you my resume?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm using this as an intentional filter.
I don't know. What do you think?
Yes, intentional.
Look, I've had people go, they don't have a fax. And this is really neat when I see this happen. I'll see a fax come in from Office Depot. That person got in a car, drove at least a block to go inside to spend, I don't know, $4 now?
Mm-hmm.
Invested $4 to send me a fax. So do you think if I asked them to paint the wall green tomorrow, they'd paint the wall green?
Mm-hmm.
Versus the person who did not send me the fax. Do you think they're going to paint the wall green tomorrow? Just a filter. It eliminates the dingbats, right? Why can't I just email it to you? Okay, let's play that out. You have somebody who's potentially going to work for you questioning what you're telling them to do. Okay, if a great candidate, schedule face-to-face as soon as possible. So get in front of them as soon as you can. And then use a general application to obtain candidate details. Use a general application to obtain candidate details complete in person. Now, this is the old school way of you have to come and fill out an application. You know, the reason for that was they wanted to see if you can read and write. I don't know if that's as important.
Really? That's why they did that?
You didn't know that for
no.
Sure? Yeah. Yeah. Depending on your location, you could have people that filled out your application on your behalf. And then let's go back to the first bullet in the section. 3 months later, you find out that they can't. How much productivity did you lose?
And you spent time training.
Time and money. Yeah. So these days, I mean, there's other ways to get around that, but I mean, it's not like I'm going to have to drive to my home office. I can see how that would go. Who the hell is that sitting in your office? Oh, well, it's a person I'm going to interview and I need to fill out the application. That's not going to work. But you can figure something else out there. The idea there is this is just another filter, right? I mean, maybe you meet them at the Starbucks to fill out the application. You know, hey, Elaine, you know, it was great talking to you on the phone, but can we meet at Starbucks? I'd really like to get to know you more, ask you a few more questions about how you're a problem solver. You know, boom. Oh, you know, just, you know, legally I'm required to have you fill out this application. I'll tell you what, I'm going to hit the restroom. You go ahead and take the time and start. You can still do it that way, right? You don't have to physically have them come to your home or your place of business. Okay, so here, and again, I'm not an attorney, nor do I play one on TV, but, you know, you got to proceed with caution with these kind of questions. So things that aren't relevant to the position, race, marital status, you know, how many children do you have? Do you have any handicaps? Any medical issues? Now, handicaps and medical issues, in the corporate world, we call that a job requirement. So there are things that you can say. Are you able to move a box from point A to point B that's 50 pounds or less? No, I can't. Well, unfortunately, Elaine, that's one of the key requirements of the position. And unfortunately, I'm not able to pursue you any further, or whatever word you would pursue you is probably not the right word. But for some reason, I'm like, whoop, okay, the Mountain Dew is kicking in now. Yes! All right, so always check with your legal counsel. So, again, just if you didn't know those things, just like Elaine didn't know why they asked you to fill out the application live, if you didn't know, these are the types of things you should stay away from and not have these type of discussions.
You can ask, are you over 18, but you can't say how old are you.
Right. Interviewing talent, provide a next step with a specific timeline and an action to follow. Great story about Dylan. So Dylan is a junior at Reagan High School, and he wanted to get a summer job. And actually, I'll tell you a little more of the story. There's a lot of key teaching points here. The first is, Dylan, you know, he's having a discussion with me. Dad, you know, Dad's saying, well, Dylan, what do you really want to do? Well, I'm not sure. Okay, let's just get a piece of paper. What do you really like to do? Catching on here? But the boom, but then I like cars. I'm very detail-oriented. Got him focused on writing all this down. And I said, well, what kind of place, like, has cars, and what kind of place has that you can actually, you know, see all the cool cars and everything? He goes, well, auto dealerships. I'm like, oh, that's a good one. What else? He goes, oh, you know, car wash places. Oh, really? Car wash places. Oh, okay. There's a wash tub right over there. He goes, oh, yeah, maybe I want to go fill out an application at wash tub. Fast forward. He goes to the wash tub and fills out the application, just like hundreds of other teenagers do every day at this location, right? Comes home. It's like a week later. He's mad. Dylan, what's wrong? They didn't call me. I said, oh, really? They haven't called you? I said, how many kids do you think put an application in that place? He goes, I don't know. When I was there, there was five kids in a line filling an application. Do you think they all want a job there? Yeah. I said, well, how are you going to make yourself different? He goes, I don't know. James always talks about, like, sending cards. Maybe I'll send a thank you note for the guy interviewing me. Oh, Dylan, you know what? That's a pretty good idea. Why don't you... He gets in his car, drives to Walgreens, goes to the card section, buys thank you cards, does it himself. Comes, he's 16, just turned 16. So he's talking about this 6 months ago, like before he turned 16, but he can't work until he's 16. He's like, okay, so I go to Walgreens, he comes home, he writes thing, dear Mr. So-and-so, thank you so much. It was great talking to you. I really hope I can serve you and your customers. I'm like, yes, go Dylan. Sends the card in the mail, right? Guess what happens? 4 days later, he gets a call. Yes, Dylan, we'd like you to come in for an interview. Fast forward, goes to the interview. The interview happens outside. Catch this. The interview happens outside, not in the manager's office. It happens outside the vacuum line where there's no sunshade. It happens outside where it's 105 degrees, and they're standing outside, and the manager is interviewing Dylan. I'll come back and we'll break it down. He's interviewing Dylan at the vacuum place where they vacuum the car first. There's no sunshade. It's 105 degrees outside. Dylan's sweating, and the guy says, Dylan, I really enjoyed talking to you. If you call me at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, which, by the way, was a Saturday, if you call me at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, you'll have the job. Dylan comes home. Dylan, how'd it go? It was weird, Dad. I didn't interview with this guy. He made me stand outside in the sun in the interview meeting. I said, well, what happened? He said, Dylan, I got to tell you something. I've been the manager here for 10 years. There ain't never a kid who ever sent me a note. And I said, ooh, do you think that had anything to do with you standing out from the others? And Dylan's like, yeah, I think it did. I'm like, go, boy. I said, what's the last step? He said, I got to call him at 8 a.m. Fast forward, 7:30 on a Saturday morning, teenager, has his alarm set for 7:30, 7:59, calls, boom, starts work at the wash tub.
So cute.
Cute, but effective. A couple things. Let's break it down. Let's start at the beginning, right? Application process, right? Well, actually, it started before that. Dylan, what do you like to do? So why don't you have someone, if they're thinking about, or you're thinking about bringing them on, why don't you just have them make a like-to-do list? We did it here for a reason, guys. Okay? A like-to-do list. Great. Step one complete. Hey, they like to do the things I need them to do. Fast forward. The next step is they need to stand out from the others. So he wrote the card. We all do that. So let's skip that step. Next thing that happens is he shows up for the interview. What was unique about that interview? Where did it happen at?
It was a test.
Yeah, because you start, if you don't know about wash places, but it's like a restaurant. You start washing dishes. Like, you start with the worst possible thing. So he's interviewing Dylan outside in the worst possible situation where he has to work, which is the vacuum line, that is very hot and it's sunny. So, you know, if Dylan's body language was, now again, you are now that manager at the wash tub, okay, and I'm Dylan. If I'm standing here going, dude, it's hot out here. Can we go inside and... Can we talk inside about this? Would you hire him? So there's all these things that are happening here that's so unique. And, of course, I have an illness. And I hear this whole thing, and I'm breaking it down and how this is all working and from an ops perspective. And I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to tell that story. As a matter of fact, I used Dylan's video at the last event when I was talking about the Entrepreneur Operations Blueprint. And I had him talk about, as a matter of fact, it reemphasized, appreciates, and improves. His video, I don't have it on here. I'd play it for you. But basically is, after the first 2 weeks, you know, just in discussion, Dylan, what do you really like about the wash tub? He goes, well, number one, I get a paycheck, but he said, I have to drive there every 2 weeks, and before I get my check, I have to sit in the wax area. I said, well, what's the wax area? He goes, it's a garage that's not air-conditioned, it's aluminum. With who? Who goes there? Well, every employee has to sit there for 1 hour. What happens at these meetings? The manager stand up and say, you know, guys, here's one thing I appreciate what you guys are doing well. And guys, here's one thing we need to improve on for next week. Now, I love you guys. Here's your check. And 40 checks are passed out by the manager. Do you see the connection here? Jim Bagnola's been teaching this for over 30 years. And here the wash tub is using it, and it works on 16-year-olds, so you think it can work in your organization. So the coolest thing he says was, I like working there because I have a passion for cleaning cars, but I also get a paycheck, but I don't have to wonder if I'm doing a good job or not, because every 2 weeks, I got a temperature check, right? I'm like, that's brilliant. I love that. I'm going to use that in my session. And there, I just used it. I got off way off there. Did that help anybody, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll keep doing that then. All right. Review application, ask 3 open-ended questions. Based on what you have heard, what you have learned so far about me and my company, blank, are you still interested in that position? Based on what you've learned about us so far, are you still interested? Yeah, I'm certainly interested, man. I love the culture. Man, you guys got a great thing going here. All right, terrific. Next step.